Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for downloading the John Contreras Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
I'm Stevie.
Yeah, welcome back, Coach John Katera with you to 3 o'clock. That'll be Gwen and Chris. We'll get out to your phone calls. We got Coach's Corner coming up here after the 1 o'clock hour. Wanted to block out some time for our next guest and very excited about having this gentleman. You know, as a kid growing up, I lost a lot of sleep on Friday and Saturday nights because I stayed up to watch the UCLA basketball replays on KTLA. Our great friend who passed away a few years back, Dick Enberg, was calling those games by himself, and this gentleman was definitely the key figure at UCLA back in those days, playing for the great coach John Robert Wooden. Bill Walton, nice enough to join us today here on 97.3 The Fan. Bill, welcome, and hopefully you and Lori and the whole family are doing well.
Put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play today. We are alive. We will get by. We will survive. Always a pleasure to be here on the show with the coach. So many different things going on. Our entire world has evaporated. Things are collapsing, just coming down on top of us all the time. So we're not going to sit around and wait for it, Coach. We have started a new program, Bike for Humanity, which is a free program. It's free to sign up and it's free to participate. We're focusing on hope, health, community, and service to those people in need. And Coach, that's, I know you've been all about that stuff your entire life here. But you go to bikeforhumanity.com. You can sign up. You can participate. It's all free. The only thing that we ask is at the end of the day, because we're having this virtual event. It's not a group bike ride. It's solo. It's all virtual. April 25th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, everything we're doing is allowed by the guidelines from the CDC. We are completely into compliance with all of those things. So this is a very serious challenge and very serious adversary we're facing right now. But what we're trying to do is to raise consciousness, awareness, and resources to feed people. People need food, and also they need health care out there. And so we've identified four fantastic organizations, Feeding San Diego / Feeding America, and then Father Joe's Village is always a stalwart in every good cause out there. And then on the health care front, Champions for Health, the people that volunteer and rush into the critical areas of need. But they also need their equipment. They need the stuff. It's like going to a basketball game to play, and there's no ball there. So getusppe.org, which is PPE, is personal protective equipment. And so that's all the stuff. And so those four charities, 100% of all the net proceeds are going to that. Check us out at Bike for Humanity. There'll be a big virtual party at the end, starting at 1 o'clock on April 25th. But this has been ongoing here, and we are leading the charge. Here we go, Coach. Put me in. I'm ready to go. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. We're visiting with Bill Walton here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm doing very well. I've been doing the broadcast from home. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks. It's gone pretty well, and just trying to keep things headed in a positive direction. Been very difficult for a lot of people. And you know,
it's
Bill,
always hard, John. Hold on a second, John. It's always hard. You tell me something that is easy, and I will, like, whoa, let me go try that. And so, yeah, look, we're grateful. We're alive. But we got to do something about it. There's so many good things out there. Let's just talk about the health front here. The things that we've lost, the things that we're missing, you know, is all the stuff at the very top, right? The grand celebration of life, the Final Four, the tournaments, the golf, the big events, the constant live shows out there. But that stuff is the celebration of the pinnacle of life. And when the pinnacle collapses, that always means the foundation is faulty and is collapsing. John, this is the 21st time in my life. I'm 67 years old. My life has been defined by meteoric rises to the top, followed immediately by catastrophic health crises that have taken everything from me. And that's happened again here, except this is the first time of 21 times that I'm healthy. And so I've got a duty, a responsibility, and an obligation to get out there and help those people who are in need. So we're not here to listen about whining and excuses and complaining, man. We're out there in action. So go to bikeforhumanity.com and realize that the dream is real and the dream is alive. And this is about people and passion and purpose and all the different things, learning the lessons of life. You're the coach. You live in the wonder of San Diego. Here we go. We've got a chance here. So as we work on our own health with our hygiene, our nutrition, our hydration, we do our exercises out there. And when I go out, because all day long I'm at home and working at home, doing all the different stuff that we do. And thank God for Lori. And thank God for all the things that we do have. but when I am aware of the people who are sick and the people who are dying and the jobs that have just disappeared and how everybody is alone right now, that's when we need to stay together. And it just breaks my heart, John, to witness the denial, the betrayal, and the hypocrisy that we have to face so much all the time out there. And that is not what my life is all about. You know, my life is about facts and science and knowledge and public services and healthcare for people and people being able to eat and receive the basic necessities of life. But when I see the betrayal of the public trust and the profiteering on the public resources here, it's just devastating. The people that sold their stocks, people that buy stocks on inside information, and people who knew it was all coming. And then when I do go out on my bike, which is completely allowed by the CDC, I'm in total compliance. I put my mask on. I've got my helmet on. I can't walk. I can't hike. But I go out on my bike late in the afternoon and just ride around the neighborhoods. And when I see the people still congregating, still going on with their own lives in terms of playing pickup basketball at the parks, pickup basketball is not social distancing. Packs of young people going to the beach and raving and going on and on, that is not social distancing. That is not sheltering in place. That is not staying at home. And they are only intensifying the problem and prolonging the problem. Look, man, we're trying to be involved with the solution, not with exacerbating this problem here. So that's why we started Bike for Humanity. I'm fired up and ready to go, Coach.
Well, I know you are. Bill Walton, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. Bill, the thing that I've been saying for my wife, Kelly, and my daughters that live here in North County, and they have each have two young children. Hey, let's win today. Let's do what everybody's telling us to do right now. And if everybody will just try to win the day, hopefully tomorrow we'll get a little bit better and we'll just kind of build a tidal wave and we'll get through this.
Let's talk about the path forward that I have been able to find in my own life with these 21 different times of experience. I'm 67 years old now. Hopefully I will have learned something along the way. But number one, you have to have a dream. You have to know what the goal is. Number two, you have to have a leader. We've been so fortunate here in San Diego to have Nathan Fletcher and Todd Gloria. So many great people are leading the charge, but those are the guys who I see out there every single day who are just doing whatever they can. Then you have to be part of a team. That's what the community, staying connected through Bike for Humanity, is all about. And then you have to immerse yourself in the culture, the positive culture that you're creating there in your own world and family. And understand that foundation is everything. The strength of the team is the strength of the individual, and you have to build your own foundation. And all of that leads to the necessary qualities for group success. When the group dynamic is out there and going for whatever it is our goal is, ultimately it comes down to honor, sacrifice, and discipline. And so as we go through these challenges here, it's just so darn tough. But that's the way life works. And the ability of us to overcome the challenges, to overcome the adversities, to use the knowledge and the people up at UCSD and what they're doing, the people over at Sanford and Prebys and Burnham, all the different science people who were just working so hard to give us that position in life where we have a chance to move forward, and who inspire us to believe that tomorrow is worth fighting for. But it's not going to be one big giant switch. Nobody knows how this is going to play out. It's every single day living by the mantra of how we do anything is how we do everything. When we win, there's something for everyone. When we lose, there's nothing for anyone. And so now you have this situation where people are ready to go. And those of us who are privileged and fortunate and lucky enough to be healthy and so grateful for that, we have to do what we can to help other people. And I see these healthcare workers just going right in there and risking everything in their lives. And we have to support them. And it's just absolutely critically important that we do stay together. We stay as a community here and understand that our greatest joys, for people who are old and in the way like I am, our greatest joys is to see other people succeed. And so as we build slowly, every day getting stronger, getting healthier, fewer and fewer sick people, as we try to rebuild the economy, as we try to help everybody survive this devastating time right now, it's only going to happen if we have the compassion and the empathy, the balance and the quickness and the creative imagination and innovation to get the job done, Coach. Put me in. I'm ready to go.
You're always ready to go. I know that. Hey, I want to let everyone know again, this event that Bill Walton and friends are putting on, the Intergalactic Bike for Humanity, again, an event to benefit the victims of the coronavirus and healthcare workers. It's going to be on Saturday, April 25th, 9 to 11, and you can go to their website, bikeforhumanity.com. And again, like Bill said, no charge, but, take a look, and donations are always welcome, that's for sure. Hey, Bill, I wanted to ask you a couple of basketball questions.
We have a great website. Hold on one second. We have a great website. There is tons of information. Bikeforhumanity.com. Thank you, John. What is your question, please?
Well, my question is I grew up, I'm a little bit younger. I'm 61, and I mentioned.
No way. I thought you were 30.
Well,
man.
I might act like it, but I stayed up and watched all those UCLA games with Dick Enberg and all that great run that you and before that Lou Alcindor, now Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Sidney Wicks and the Walton gang. When you watch college basketball now, do you ever sit there watching those games, trying to think about how you guys would have done against the current teams? Because, first of all, nobody had been able to guard you that are playing college basketball now. But, I look at that UCLA team back in the early 70s. I don't see anybody right now that could stay with you guys.
Well, it's tough because a bunch of our team is dead. And then I'm 67, and I haven't been able to play since in 35, 36 years now. But we had a great team, and we tried our best. It fell apart at the end for all the reasons that are just nagging me for the rest of my life. But we're doing everything we can to move forward here, and the lessons in life that I learned through sports, the value and the power of sports, and. But in history, John, one of the things that our work with Bike for Humanity does is that it gives us purpose, the collective sense of effort and purpose and what we're doing, why we're doing this, who we're doing this for. But that's what being part of a team is all about. And that stuff in life gives you confidence. And John Wooden was remarkable about making us think like champions, act like champions, become the champions, and maybe most importantly of all, expect to be the champions. And so the confidence that he gave us, he breathed life into every situation we were ever involved in with the guy. And I was so lucky, John, being a Southern California native, San Diego is home for me. And there's nothing good in the world that could ever happen to me that would entice me to want to leave where we live now in the north edge of Balboa Park or San Diego region. It is just fantastic here. To be a part of something so special, that's a privilege that you have to earn every single day. And the confidence that he gave us can be summarized in a few short sentences, starting with, I like our team, and we'll take our chances anywhere, anytime, against anybody. We had Jamal Wilkes, the Hall of Famer. We had Greg Lee. We had Henry Bibby. We had Larry Hollyfield. We had Larry Farmer. We had Marcus Johnson. We had Dave Myers. We had Sven Nader, all on one team. And we had John Wooden, and we had Paulie Pavilion, and we had Dick Enberg, and we had J.D. Morgan, the greatest athletic director in the history of all intercollegiate athletics. We had Chancellor Young, who for 29 years ran UCLA with such joy and pride and hope and optimism, and he knew and understood the value, the interconnection of sports, academics, culture, foundation, community. It was perfect. It was better than perfect. We're ready to go. Put me in, coach. I am ready to play today.
All right, last question.
You ask all the questions you want. You're the coach, man.
Yeah, but last question here, Bill. I got to get to the top of the hour. We're on the network. We got to get out at certain times and all that, or I get yelled at by the
top of the hour is 8.5 minutes away, man. You can ask a lot of questions in 8.5 minutes.
I know. Hey,
what do you got?
Mick Cronin. Were you happy with what he was able to get done this year, and can he get UCLA back to the promised land?
Happy. We're ecstatic. This is a real person. This is a basketball coach who loves what he's doing, who's ecstatic as can be about being at UCLA, has completely embraced everything good about UCLA, and that's an endless list. And he took a team that was awful, lost its three best players. All of them tried to go into the NBA, and they're making some progress at the professional level. So they lost their three top players, got nobody really in return, and the team fell apart in the first 6 weeks of the season. And they lost to Hofstra, and they lost to Fullerton, and they were getting pounded. And they got pounded at home by Stanford. And Rick Cronin looked at him, and he called them all out, and he challenged them. He said, you guys don't even deserve to wear that UCLA jersey. And he looked all around, and he wouldn't even wear the UCLA clothes himself as the coach. And they regrouped. And they came together. And by the end of the season, they were as good as any team in all of college basketball. And they were going to make the tournament, and they were going to do well in the tournament. Don't know if they're going to win it or not. A lot of other good teams out there, a lot of other good programs and coaches. But UCLA is back. They're back in the game. And now the young players growing up, they're going to be looking at that. They're going to say, wow, look at this incredible university in Los Angeles. This coach, he fights for us. And he just has this sense of purpose. He has this sense of joy and celebration, and we are in this together. And the guys that come out and they play so hard, they're in shape, they finally got in shape, they play as a team, they play together, and they play to win the game. And what more could you ask for other than being a free member of Bike for Humanity?
Well, hey, give me one
coach.
More big plug for Bike for Humanity.
I love Mick Cronin.
Give me what hey, a give teacher, me one what more.
I want to be on his team.
Bike for Humanity.
What now?
Give me one more plug here. I got about 1 minute to go, Bill.
Fightforhumanity.com. That's all you need to know for your dreams to come true. It's your opportunity to believe in something bigger than you, to work on your own individual health, to join a community, stay connected, and live a life of service in support of those in need. Feed the people. Provide the health care, Father Joe's Villages, Feeding San Diego, Champions for Health, and getuspppe.org. Get us Bike for Humanity. Thanks for putting me in, Coach. Thanks for having me. We will get by. We will survive. We are alive. Let's rock. Let's play. Let's go ride our bikes for humanity. It's free.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much for the time. I love you, buddy, and thanks for doing all you do for not only San Diego, but for our country.
Thanks for downloading the John Quintero Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.